Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1190. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabar and Zis, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and that our learning should take be a schutz for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should be protected from any danger through our learning Torah. Okay, getting back to our malacha of Shechet slaughtering. So we're trying to finish up the malacha of Shechet slaughtering. We want to move on to Bezras Hashem Goizeis. Shearing which has to do with biting nails, combing hair, and so on. Okay, so just a few more odds and ends here and there. So just a quick thing I saw, the Sefer Klolim talks about the inyan of spraying when there's bugs either on the ground or flying around. So we spoke about one should be careful if possible not to do it, spraying around it, b'shas adchak, if it's a real, tzar gadol and these type of things. And we spoke about then there's room to be more meikel. We spoke about, but he says an interesting thing. And even in the room, if there's a chayla or a child or so on. But he says interesting thing. He brings down from the Ksos HaShulchan, on page Reish Samach Tes, that he says that, according to the Ksos HaShulchan, it's taka osur to spray close to these any type of bugs or whatever, flying or crawling. One should not spray close to it. With the kavana to kill it. Vatam, he says, because of the fact that sometimes it could be considered that person is killing it with their hands. If it could possibly be that it's sort of like be a dime. Okay, it's a little bit of a lumdish thing, but be it as it may, he says for this reason, and if you go close enough or whatever the case is, and it kills them, even if the windows are open, it's running into a problem. But he does say the point I want to bring out over here. he says that lemaisa to chase them away, that would be perfectly fine. He says amnam yesh lemedividi dan, in the case of spraying in the room where you're getting close to the things flying, the flies or whatever it might be, that your whole kavana is just to chase them away, but not to kill them. The problem is over here killing them. Just chasing them away is fine. So he says mutter, that would be mutter, even according to the Ksos HaShulchan, who's a little bit more on the machmer side. Sheyesh lemisha osur rak shemachavin lahorgam. The whole isser is when one has a mind to kill them. But you couldn't care less. You just warned them out of the room, right? That's the bottom line. So avol kasheinu machav lahargam rak legarshem, just to chase them away. Even though he says it might be sometimes, might even go on the bugs themselves. You know, you're trying to spray it around by mistake. You might have hit a bug, hit a fly or whatever the thing is that's flying, the mosquito, whatever the case might be. But you try not to spray on them. You just warn them to chase them out. They should fly out through the window, fly out through the door, whatever the case is. He says it's not a psik resha, and it's not really mlach shein srich legufa. Your whole kavan is just to get them away, right? They smell it or whatever, the mosquitoes and flies, and then they'll just fly out. So he says that would be fine. So that's the best way to do it, to cover all cases. Then you don't even need a chayla. If somebody's just doing it, plain and push it, to chase them away, I have no intention of killing them. The window's open, I just want to chase them out. The door's open, I just want to chase them out by spraying, so fine. So then this person's not doing the malacha bichlal. Okay, he brings down further on ice number 66. He says when somebody sprays, right, there's, let's say, somebody in the room, even not a chayla, whatever, person in the room, and you just don't want any bugs. You know, it's possibly you're in a place upstate or whatever, a place where there's trees and grass, and person's, let's say, learning in a room or whatever, and then you know that every so often bugs come in, whatever, things come in, fly around, whatever. And you just don't want to be bothered by them. But right now there's nothing. Right now the room is empty, you know. But it could be in 10 minutes they'll come. I don't know. You know what I mean? Every so often it happens that things fly in, bugs come in. So just to spray it around, just to spray around the insecticide, the spray, when nothing's there at all, that he brings down would be fine. He brings this down in I-66, that just to spray in order to, that they shouldn't come in. That he says he brings, Yesh Lemesh Afla Chazonish is mutter, even according to the Chazonish is mutter. even in a case in time where there's no sick person over there. It's mutter, even if a person has, he says, v'yesh ladin shemutter, afke shemachavin sheimu yisek sheyavoyu, that even if you have a mind to kill them when they do come, they might come, I don't know, in a half hour. In the meantime, you spray it all around. So what's the reason? He says, shem psik reisha. First of all, there's no psik reisha at all. It's not going to happen automatically, right? You don't even know if they're going to come. Whoever says that they're going to come, okay, they come. Every so often they come. But who says they're going to come? So it's not a psik reisha that you're killing them. He says, shem psik reisha sheyareg oisam kesheina mitsuyim. Right? Right now they're not there. And then he says, he wants to say an interesting thing also in Bayes, that it's sort of like you're chasing away the lion. A case in time when we spoke about when somebody traps in order to get rid of the animal, right? That's the opposite of the trapping. Trapping in general in the Mishkan was done to be able to bring the animal towards the person, right? To be able to use the animal. When you're doing to get rid of it, so that's mamish the opposite. So he says the same thing over here. Interesting thing the way he brings it down, that when you're spraying in the room, somebody sprays in the room, and there's nothing there now, it's bechlal not the malacha. You're doing it for the opposite, to get rid of it. And the shleimech shiva pula chashuva Lisser b'Shabbos. There's no Isser on that on Shabbos. Okay, Lemaise, he does end off on the top where he brings Halach Lemaise on page Reish Samach Tes and Sefer Klalim. He does say it's allowed to spray in a room where the bugs or whatever it is flying around, where they're already there. Like we said, when the person's keshemachavin rak the garshem to chase them away, v'lo lameisim, not to kill them, but you have to make sure a few things. He says, first of all, to make sure the windows are open, the door windows open, where they could fly out. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. And he does say, ulitzer chayla shem by sakana itina, or it's for the small child, something along those lines. It should be there should be some sort of sar, not just stam to do it, even though you're a kavona. Is not to kill them, but just to chase them out. And he says the reason why it's mortal, like we said, because of the fact that since the windows are open, it's not a psikresh, it's not going to happen automatically, they could just fly away, and that's it. So he says, v'atam she'ein matirim mishum dehave grama midrabanim makam sar. Okay, those are the reasons it's a grama on the drabanim and makam sar. He says you just have to be careful because it could be that the poison will fall on the insects also. It'll come out that you will kill them. Okay, but be it as it may, Lemaisa, with those intentions just to chase them away, there's definitely one could be Mekel, like we saw also last time, be it as it may, in the case of a Chayla, case of a small child. Okay, he just ends off with one interesting and that one more quick case. Usually it shouldn't be too together mice, but he says if somebody has a mouse running around, he says b'makam sar, and the b'makam sar, it's the person's everybody's nervous or whatever the case is, and the person has a cat. Of course, you can't move the cat, you can't touch the cat, and so on. You can't chase after the cat, but just one opens the door. He says there are those who are meikel b'makam sar lahachnis chasul l'cheder kadesh she'yareg achma. It's just to open like the door, not to even chase the cat in, but just to open the door, and the cat goes in by itself. And then the cat will run after the mouse. You know, the havaleg grum. He says it's a grumma. Okay, then he says a grumma b'drabanan and so on. But you do have to be careful not to, not to chase after the cat, to get him to go after the mouse. That is usher. We saw that's usher in the Shulchan Aruch. You just open the door and that's it. The cat does whatever he does. But once you start doing actions to get the cat to chase after the mouse, that you can do. We spoke about that. That's a verse in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.